Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're recapping the 2018 election in South Dakota and also across the country today on In the Moment. And joining us up next, we have John Miller. He is Professor Emeritus of History with South Dakota State University. He joins us now from the Janine Basinger Studio at SDSU. John, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Good to be back with you again.
Well, it was quite a night for a midterm election, a record turnout in South Dakota for that sort of election. Give us an idea of some of the highlights from the national scene.
Well, you know, there weren't that many surprises in many ways, certainly in local contests and individual runs. We weren't always sure who was going to win, but the prediction that the Democrats would recapture control of the House, we didn't know by how much, and that the Republicans might increase their margin a little bit in the Senate, they were right on track with that.
Sometimes the predictions come true, right?
Well, historians are the first to realize that you could never predict the future, but you can sort of have at least some probabilities about long-term trends. And I suppose this is one time when the pollsters, while they weren't right on every individual run, you know, they've gotten pretty good at least recently in telling us what the likelihood of the outcome of the whole thing will be.
So we were having a conversation just moments ago with the Dakota Political Junkies about Kristi Noem being the first female governor, and a lot of you know speculation that maybe South Dakotans didn't really take that into consideration too much when they cast their vote, that they cast their vote for their favorite candidate. But nationally, we definitely saw more women heading to the U.S. House, and that feels a little more significant. What are your thoughts on sort of the gender role in this election?
Well, I was listening to that, and I think they're right on. You know, there was a time back when I started following this in the early 1960s when being a Catholic was a really tough hurdle to get over, and John Kennedy in 1960 sort of blasted that away. And then it was if you were a divorcee, for instance, Adlai Stevenson and later Ronald Reagan, but we don't think about whether a person's divorced or not. And I think we've gotten to the point where the vast majority of the population, including men, really are not that concerned about what gender you are. And that's one reason why the women did so well last night, but also because women were so energized and they've really decided to go out there and campaign and are kind of showing the men how to do it in a lot of cases.
Does it make a difference? I mean, you mentioned John F. Kennedy as an example. Did we see in how he led the nation that there was any kind of shift in policy? When we see women in office, do we see different decisions being made?
Well, one thing, Kennedy happened to be in office when they had this National Council of Women. I forget the exact name of it, but they had this organization, and they created an institution that went statewide. South Dakota established its own council on women, and there were a lot of things going on in the late 60s, early 1970s in South Dakota, as well as all over the nation, that were promoting the idea of full equality for women in jobs, in pay, in getting into higher education institutions and so forth. And I have certainly seen the impact of that in my own life and career.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the recent time that we went through as a country with the Supreme Court confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh. Did we see an impact of that one way or the other? Did we see a surge or results of, you know, consequences of some of those votes in Congress?
Well, certainly a lot of people had their eye on it, and a little bit in a little way, it felt like going through Watergate back in 1973. We had our eye on those hearings, and it certainly energized a lot of women, and it brought out people's preconceived notions about who was guilty or who was not guilty in that, and I think just reconfirmed what most people thought before they started. But it did certainly cause a lot of women to become more involved in and promoting the campaigns of women who are already out there. But I was just looking at the senators who supported or didn't support. Joe Manchin, who was a Democrat over in West Virginia, decided to vote for Kavanaugh against the rest of his Democratic colleagues, and he narrowly squeaked in. So his support for Kavanaugh certainly hurt him. And Heidi Heitkamp and I guess Joe Donnelly over in Indiana, two Democrats who decided to vote against Kavanaugh, lost their races. And you could say, well, that may have been because they voted against him or not, but it certainly did not help them in their race. And I think what the Kavanaugh thing did was just reinforce the preconceived ideological positions that both Republicans and Democrats had taken earlier. And I don't think too many people changed their minds. Maybe some people out there would take issue with that.
Talk a little bit about the voter turnout in South Dakota at 61%.
Well, yes, this reflects, you know, South Dakota is unique in some ways, but it also follows national trends. And this is one of those unusual races where lots of people flooded out to the election. And you'd think, 61%, why don't we have 81 or 91% like maybe we had in the 1880s and 1890s? But there are so many things these days that keep people from going to the polls and calculating that their vote isn't going to matter anyway, but I think it's a good sign that people are interested in these issues and that they take their duties and responsibilities to vote as American citizens seriously.
John Miller is Professor Emeritus of History at South Dakota State University. He joined us from the Jeanine Basinger Studio at SDSU. John, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Come back anytime.
Okay, you bet.